Well, well, well. Look what we have here. It seems like a little fly has wandered into my web. Tell me, little one, what brought you here? Did you stumble here by some happy accident, or did you enter my home on purpose? Looking for an adventure? Or were you just out for a nightly stroll? Either way, I don't mind. I love meeting new travelers such as yourself. Please, make yourself at home. Here, I'll help you get comfortable. Don't be scared now. Oh, looks like you accidentally got caught in my web. Careful, don't trip on it. You wouldn't want to get stuck permanently. Here, let me help. It's pretty sticky, isn't it? Very difficult to get out of. Really, the only thing sharp enough to pierce through it is my teeth, of course. If I couldn't bite through it, then how could I eat my food? Too bad, human. It seems you're completely covered. Your arms and legs are now completely bound together with my woven silk. Oh, look at you! Struggling like you actually have a chance. You should know, the more you toss and turn, the more my web sticks to you. Looks like you can't get out. How very, very tragic. Poor little human. Seems like you'll be my dinner tonight. I usually prefer bigger meals. You're so very small. But I suppose you'll just have to do. Now, I wonder where to begin. I bet I could devour your entire head in one bite. Now, let's see if I can unhinge my jaw wide enough. Oh, you're trembling. Don't be scared. I'll make it fun for you, I promise. I won't kill you instantly. No, no, that would be too mundane. I'll eat you one so little piece at a time. First your hands, just up to the wrists. Maybe the elbows, even the shoulder if I'm particularly famished. Which, trust me, I am. How could I not be presented with such a treat? Now then, those pretty legs of yours. This time, I don't think I could stop at the knees, even if I tried. Oh no. The first taste is always the most exhilarating, but after that, rationing is a useless farce. And then, once those limbs are gone, we'll web up those little stump leftovers, just to slow the bleeding. There's nothing quite like slaking my thirst with warm, yet flowing blood. You'd last... Maybe 4 hours if you don't struggle, prolonging your miserable little life as I feast away on your limbs. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. You humans are so very soft. I bet I could sink my fangs into your cheek and tear it out like a stray coin. Such a small, weak human. Inferior to me in every way, of course. At least you're smart enough to be afraid of me. Everything about you. That terrified look in your eyes. The sweat beating on your brow. Those pretty pearl-like tears adorning your lashes. I can smell your fear, girl. Every fiber of your being radiates terror. This This is the face of a girl who knows she is going to die. You don't have very much time left on this earth, pet. But don't worry, I will ensure every minute we share will last you a lifetime. The moment you stepped into my cave, you had no chance of leaving unscathed. Now, listen well. I'm going to fucking eat you alive. I bet you taste so good. I want a bite into your juicy neck, little morsel. Did you know my last meal's head rolled right off when I did that? It was amusing, really, watching it bounce into the distance. Can you imagine it? Yes. By the look on your face, you certainly can. I want to fucking mutilate you. But at the same time, I can tell just by placing my hands on you that you have quite large hips, even for a woman. So curvaceous and supple. I can stick my nails deep into a handful of delicious flesh. Your hips, pet, were made for bearing children. You would make an excellent host, my ravishing little morsel. In fact, your body is perfect for my children. Oh yes. I've been waiting a long time for a suitable host to wander into my caves. My brood must have the best, naturally. And now that one has, oh so conveniently walked right into my claws, why, I think it's about time you're used for purposes other than filling my stomach. Oh, you should be grateful, little one. Tonight you won't be my dinner. Tonight, you're going to be my bitch. I said you should be grateful. That's better. You truly are a fine specimen. I'm rather pleased, honestly. I've been wanting a brood for so long. But first, here's the enjoyable part. Let's spread those legs of yours and see what you're hiding. Oh yes, this will do just fine. Look at that plump little orifice, so sweet and puckered. Tell me, have you ever felt pleasure of the carnal kind? No? Huh, well it doesn't matter. It's going to bear my eggs, all right. Shh. No, don't cry. I'll make sure it feels good. For me, that is. Scream and cry for help all you want, human. You're miles away from the opening of the cave system. No one will hear you. No one is going to come to save you. You belong to me now. You are my property. You are my breeding bitch. Understood? I just hope my glorious shaft doesn't tear you asunder. I know how very fragile your flesh bags can be. You're so delicate, even the so-called warriors of your race. I hope you're able to take it. You like what you see? It's bigger than any human man's, right? Cry and scream all you want, little one. I can smell that explosion of arousal. One would almost think you want to be pumped full of my arachnid offspring. Now, I'm going to mate you. You are going to be my broodmare. Fuck. Oh, I can barely fit it in. Does it hurt? Oh, I hope it does. I want this to be as painful as possible. That way, I can tell you're really, really taking my precious ovipositor deep inside. You humans refer to this as a cock, no? Well, Morsel, can you feel my cock oozing wonderful liquid into you? Well, I can feel your entire cunt trembling. It can't take all of me at once, of course, but little by little, I'll push your limits, human. Let's see just how resilient you are. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you and lay my eggs in you. And they're going to pop out of you one by one and hatch. Oh, fuck. Human pussy really is something special. You feel so fucking good. Oh, I want you wrapped around my smooth, chitinous length for the rest of eternity, Morsel. You're going to be my own personal breeding slave, little one. And when I'm done with you, you'll be filled with my eggs and seed, bloated like the little breeding slut you are. My, my. You're taking my cock better than I thought. You're only bleeding a little, and your crying has gone to an acceptable volume now. See, Morsel? I knew you could adapt to it. Learn to accept your new fate. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been itching to get my claws on a human girl like you. I hear you make great hosts for bearing children. You're mine now, bitch. I'm going to ram the head right into your womb, fill it with my spider eggs, and make you bear an army of my offspring. Oh, I can feel my eggs traveling up you and right through your tight little hole. Can you feel them? Answer me, Morsel. Oh, I know you can. Your puny little face crinkles every time your entrance stretches to accommodate another one. That's right. Be a good living receptacle for my little ones. I'm gonna fuck all my babies into you. You're going to take it all like a good bitch. Oh, that was a big one. I hope you can fit all that monster seed inside you. I'm filling you up, just like you deserve. Oh yes, it feels incredible. Laying my eggs directly inside and fucking my seed directly into you. You will be splendid breeding cattle. Oh, I just can't wait to see the look on your face when all my eggs come pouring out in the tide. Oh, I bet you'll be so terrified. Fuck, I could do this to you all night long. I could fuck my eggs inside of you till the sun rises, Morsel. I'm almost done, though. I can feel my sack emptying of these eggs. Here, let the web lift you higher. Can you see that? Your belly bulges with precious little ones waiting to be fertilized. Oh, I felt that. Tightening your gum, eh? Trying to push me away? Is this your body's natural response to being stuffed full? Oh, yes. Yes, that's the face I want to see. Fear, revulsion, the helplessness in your eyes. Well, learn that feeling well and hold still, bitch. I'm close. Can you feel them inside you? My eggs? You're going to keep them inside your womb and nourish them. And then you're going to give birth to them here in my cave. You don't get a choice, morsel. You're staying here. You're going to birth and nurture every one of my sweet children. And you will be grateful for it. How does it feel, huh? To be used as a breeding bitch? Your body is mine now. My eggs are inside you. You are mine. Your body doesn't belong to you anymore. You're going to house my babies safely until they're ready to meet me, morsel. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Here it comes. Fuck. Take it. Take my seed into that fleshy little vessel. Bear my eggs. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. That was incredible. You are the perfect recruiting bitch, human. So, so perfect. My eggs may be inside you now, but I will stay here a little longer too. It's nice to have a sleep. You're going to be a mother to many, many little driders. I'd get used to them shifting inside if I were you. Passing out already? Well, that's all right, little one. Rest easy now. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Lay down and get some sleep. We'll take good care of our egg vessel. And of course, I'll be keeping an eye on you. All 8 of them.